Daily Worship Devotionals for Lent number 5, Rest and Compassion. Well, hey there, friends. How are you? I am doing great. And my name's Rob Still. Welcome to Daily Worship Devotionals, a 5 to 10 minute podcast, randomly broadcast. When we study the Word of God, we listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, all based on the framework of the Christian year calendar. This episode is for the season of Lent, and we're going to be talking about rest, recovery, and compassion. Here we go.
Oh Lord, how majestic is your name, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Okay, rest, recovery, and compassion. Going to be reading from Mark chapter 6, verse 34. When Jesus got out of the boat and saw the great crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Okay, by this chapter in the story of Jesus, his ministry was really on a roll, and people were flocking to him. I imagine his popularity was like at rock star status by this time. And he and his team were so in demand, and they were doing such amazing work that they could not even find time to stop and eat. So now, I'll get a little bit personal with you guys. I recently joined the staff of a pretty large church here in the Nashville area. It's actually down in Franklin, Tennessee. And since I'm new on this assignment, it's a busy church anyway, I'm very busy learning the people, the culture, the system structures, that kind of stuff. You know, it reminds me of that VeggieTales song. I'm so busy, busy, dreadfully busy. Anyway, I was meeting with a colleague the other day, and she was sharing with me she had been so busy that day, she had not even had time to stop and eat. I think this is exactly what Jesus and his ministry team were experiencing. In this passage, they had been on a long stretch of intense ministry, and they needed a break. Let's read it in Mark 6, verse 30. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, Jesus said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place, and let's get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. That's Mark 6, 30 through 32. All right. Jesus recognized the limits we all have as human beings. I mean, you have to have some boundaries to have sustainable ministry. So he scheduled a retreat for him and his team to get away, get some rest, and recharge their batteries. Now, guys, this is so important that we follow the example of Jesus and build in some time for rest and recovery, especially if you're a leader. So anyway, these guys have got to be wiped out, right? And then what happens? When they get to their secluded hideaway, there was a crowd full of very needy people who were desperate for a miracle in their lives. We're going to pick up the story here in Mark 6, verse 33. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot all around the towns and got there ahead of them. This reminds me of some of the scenes from the Beatlemania era where crowds were just chasing those poor guys everywhere they went. You can see videos of it on YouTube. It's hilarious. Anyway, so what happens? Back to the Bible now. Verse 34. When Jesus landed and he saw the large crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. Now, Jesus Christ is perfect wisdom, and he is perfect theology, and he never did anything he did not first see his Father do. He must have seen the people for who they really were, and when he saw them through the divine perspective, his heart had compassion for them. Now, the definition of compassion is sympathetic pity and concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others. Now, regarding this passage, one of my favorite radio Bible teachers was Dr. Robert A. Cook, and he says this, "In its simplest terms, compassion is uncritical caring. Though the crowds that followed Jesus included those with sharp tongues and disbelieving hearts, he cared about them." So people, man, had gone through extraordinary means to get just a sliver of his personal attention. And his response was to teach them. The scripture says many things. And in so doing, he was revealing the love of the Father for his children. So it looks like he decided to take a delay or a detour from his plans for a staff retreat. Now, was this the exception or the rule? I don't really know. I do know this, not everybody welcomed Jesus and not everybody believed he was the Messiah. In fact, he faced a lot of confrontation and rejection. And also, he did not fix every single problem that was here on earth. So Jesus had some way of making priorities according to the value system of his Father's kingdom and in a way that was in alignment with his unique identity and purpose. He was sensitive to the Father's hand at work, and so he changed his agenda to match God's. I think that's what a good shepherd does. You got to be flexible, right? You can't solve every problem every time, but you can ask God what he wants you to do in that situation and then act accordingly. So, my friends, there may very well be a time or times when you come across a situation where there are people who are like sheep without a shepherd, and the Lord will ask you to minister in that situation. Will you say yes to the Father's call? Let's pray. Jesus, we all, like sheep, have gone astray, and Father, we need your wisdom to discern what we are to put our hands to and what we are to just take time to rest and recover. God, I pray for all who are listening to this podcast, Father, that you would bless them, give us all shepherd's hearts, good shepherd's hearts, that we can give glory to our Father in heaven, just like your Son, Jesus, did. We ask these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, well, I hope that was helpful to you, and thank you so much for being here today with me on dailyworshipdevotionals.com is the website address. Go there and you get some free resources, and if you like this podcast, if you would, pretty please, with sugar on top, give it a good review, rating, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. I would be so appreciative, and until the next time, may the Lord richly bless you. Vaya con Dios, go with God. The Lord be with you.